USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The clerk for the Fulton County Court System is admitting to accidentally posting a sample document related to former President Trump's indictment on its website hours before the actual indictment was unsealed. The clerk's office on Tuesday explained it was running a test of its system when they made the error. Trump, facing charges of racketeering and conspiracy in the Georgia election interference case, along with 18 other alleged co-conspirators. A lawyer for Trump's former personal attorney Rudy Giuliani is Ted Goodman. On Tuesday, he defended the former New York City mayor's reputation.
Millions of Americans stand by Mayor Rudy Giuliani because they understand that he remains the most effective prosecutor in American history. Once again, we are talking about a man who locked up the most serious criminals on Wall Street.
Former Trump chief of staff Mark Meadows, in the meantime, is looking to move his charges in the 2020 Georgia case to a federal court. President Biden says Hawaii will have everything it needs from the federal government to recover from the devastating wildfires that hit the state.
And that'll get aid into the hands of people who desperately need it, who have lost their loved ones, who have lost their homes, their livelihoods, who have been damaged and destroyed.
While speaking from Milwaukee, Biden said he plans to visit Hawaii as soon as he can without getting in the way of search and rescue efforts. The death toll has been expected to continue rising as recovery efforts move ahead. An AI might not be trusted by parents in Kentucky. Louisville students will hopefully return to school Friday after what's being called an AI school bus nightmare. It all started last week when Kentucky's largest school district introduced its new bus route system using AI algorithms to make up for bus driver shortages. Chaos erupted, with some students not getting home until 10 p.m. This is USA News.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. That's 800-239-1876.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says efforts to bring home Americans detained in Iran are not linked to nuclear talks.
We continue to pursue a strategy of deterrence, of pressure, and diplomacy. We remain committed to ensuring that Iran never acquires a nuclear weapon.
Blinken told reporters nothing about America's overall approach to Iran has changed as the administration's pushing Iran to roll back advancements to its nuclear weapons program. Harvard University, the richest college on the planet, wants students to apply for food stamps. In a school flyer, the university reminded its grad students they can apply for food stamps, leading many on campus to wonder why, considering Harvard's endowment fund is over $50 billion. Love thy neighbor. It could be good for you.
A new Gallup survey finds being friendly to your neighbors can improve your well-being. According to the poll, American adults who regularly greet more than one neighbor have better well-being than those who don't say hello or just greet one. Older Americans and those with higher incomes tend to greet their neighbors more often. On average, the poll says Americans report greeting five neighbors. Over a quarter say hello to six or more. I'm John Schaefer.
Madonna's announcing the rescheduled dates of her celebration tour following her health scare. The pop icons rushed to the hospital in June. The tour will now kick off December 13th in Brooklyn, New York, following a run of European dates that begin in October. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.